Right now at Honda, find your kind of value with a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models. There's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Wendell Hussey, filling in for Brooke Boney, who was filling in for Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to Batuta's Weekly News Bulletin, coming to you from Koala Studios in downtown Batuta. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. Starting off with national news now, and a new Tesla that automatically abuses other motorists after they cut them off is set to be released in the coming months. The new driverless road raid feature gives Tesla Model 3 owners the ability to call people pedophiles for cutting them off or beating them at lights. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who caused a stir this week for calling the lead diver in the tire rescue operation a pedo, said insulting anyone who embarrasses or emasculates you is the future of tech. Elsewhere around the country, an Usain Bolt was spotted at a Central Coast Macca's this week, sitting on the bonnet of a 1993 Toyota Lolux. Jamaica's Sprint King is believed to be headed to the Central Coast Mariners A-League team for the 2018 and 19 season. The Lolux was reportedly a complimentary sweetener with his contract offer and comes with a unit flat brim as well as a year's supply of Monster energy drinks. Speaking to the Batuta Advocate, Bolt said he has started listening to Bliss and Esso, has developed an addiction to the pokies, and has also been informed not to hit on any reporters while he is here. He told the Batuta Advocate's Errol Parker not to blush, mate, at the end of the interview before cutting a few hoops in the car park and fanging it back into town. Lloyd Robinson from Down That Way tipped our editor Clancy off that he has since seen the Lolux with a toolbox bolted onto the middle of the tray. And back in town, a local first home buyer has been hospitalised this week after being diagnosed with acute avocado deficiency. The 29-year-old man, William Cornwall, was taken into the Royal Batuta Base Hospital after collapsing on the way to work and was subsequently diagnosed with the avocado-related condition. The young man told doctors he'd been going without the popular stone fruit for years in an effort to put together a meagre deposit for a studio apartment. Speaking to the Advocate about the dangers of going without avocados for extended periods of time, Dr. Alice Kershaw from the Base Hospital said that she's been seeing more and more young people rushed into emergency with avocado-related deficiencies. She said, in her professional medical opinion, it isn't worth stretching her ass off to try and buy herself a property at this time of record low interest rates and would put avocado consumption above trying to enter the property market. And in other medical news around Batuta, a local child has recently been diagnosed with a gluten intolerance as a result of jumping on a safety trampoline. The Batuta Heights child reportedly developed the condition moments after stepping off his bedwetting cousin's enclosed trampoline. His mother Beatrice spoke to us this week and told us that they took so many precautions to make sure that their young son wouldn't become gluten intolerant, including avoiding those three-wheeled scooters and making him drink out of the hose. However, she said she was extremely disappointed that it was all in vain, and now she'll have to start buying soggy bread and those stinky pizza bases. And elsewhere around town, a local man has emotionally rekindled his hatred for golf after slicing his first drive into the drink. 56-year-old Michael Dollarhide hadn't played golf for about a year, but agreed to play with some old friends from school this week. However, it all ended after the second hole. Finishing the first hole on a triple bogey, Mike sliced the second ball even worse than his first tee shot, nearly forcing him to put his big berth over his knee and hoik his bag into the nearby creek. Storming off, he said to us,
"Fuck golf and fuck anyone who fucking plays it. I'm going to the fucking pub."
In other news around town, a local moron boyfriend has ignored his girlfriend and done it again this week. Blake Ashford, a 24-year-old electrician from the golf course estate, put his lack of self-control on full display as he wolfed down a large bucket of popcorn before the opening credits had even finished. The well-intentioned but festively sized young man admitted to our reporters today that he just can't help himself sometimes. He said,
"Haley, my girlfriend, warns me like every single time I go to the movies, do not touch the popcorn before the movie starts, but I just don't have the willpower. And she's right. I'm an idiot. I know that. I just can't help it. I'm like a dog. If you put food in front of me, I'm just going to go for it. It's just an animal instinct, you know?
Finally, on the sporting front this week, it just seems like Billy Slater can't stop winning. After taking out the Wally Lewis medal for best player in the Origin series, the boy from Nambour has wowed the world by winning the golden ball at the FIFA World Cup despite not playing a single game. The golden ball is awarded to the best player at the cup and was sensationally given to the Maroons fullback at the end of the Russian tournament. The decision has sent those living south of the Sunshine State into even further delirium, with New South Welsh men and women publicly calling for an investigation into the awarding. Bryce Taylor, clearly from outside of town, commented on our story, saying that he's looking forward to watching how Darren Lockyer tries to justify that decision. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Wendell Hussey.
Right now at Honda, find your kind of value. With a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models, there's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.